With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump winning support from swing voters in his response to the Los Angeles riots over the mass deportations. Bernie Bennett has details.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has conducted raids across the country and have faced large protests in Los Angeles as the Trump administration pledged to carry out the largest mass deportation in U.S. history. Mr. Trump has deployed California's National Guard to assist in the quelling of violence, despite objections from Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom and other local officials who said bringing in National Guard would only escalate the strife. Impact Social data shows a plurality, 32%, of swing voters are responding positively to Trump's response, while 19% are responding negatively. Bernie Bennett reporting.
U.S. drawing down the presence of staffers considered non-essential and their loved ones from operations in the Middle East.
The reason for the reduction of U.S. staffers is the potential for Middle East unrest. The State Department says it's ordered the departure of all non-essential personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. State officials are also calling on non-essential staff and family members from Bahrain and Kuwait to leave. U.S. officials are giving those personnel the option to leave those countries.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Washington and Beijing have agreed to a tentative trade deal. Rich Thomason has more.
President puts it this way, our deal with China is done, subject to final approval with President Xi and me. And Mr. Trump calls the relationship between Washington and Beijing excellent. Mr. Trump says tariffs on Chinese goods will be set at 55%, while China's tariffs will be locked in at 10%. Additionally, the U.S. will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China. Mr. Trump says in return, U.S. will host Chinese students at American colleges and universities. I'm Rich Thomason.
And this is SRN News. LGBT art is on display right outside a playground in New York City.
The photos are shocking. Large paintings of nude men on a fence, children playing in brightly colored monkey bars just beyond. It's an art exhibit called Rooted in Pride, and it features large LGBT paintings and photos in public places around Brooklyn, including many on the fence that surrounds the J.J. Byrne Playground. The exhibition, which will be in place until August, is sponsored by a nonprofit group called Arts Gowanus. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the Trump administration wants to be dropped as a defendant in a suit in which two New Hampshire boys are challenging their state's ban on males playing against females in school sports. Attorneys for the government says the teens are trying to drag the federal government into a lawsuit well underway because of the generalized grievance with policies. This is SRN News. Elon Musk apparently stepping back a bit from his public battle with the president.
After last week's explosive meltdown between the one-time allies, Musk now says he regrets some of his social media posts. He writes on X that they went too far. Musk claimed credit for Donald Trump's election victory and criticized the president's spending bill. He also alleged that information about the president's association with infamous pedophile Jeffrey Epstein was being concealed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Relatives of seven people who drowned last fall when a walkway collapsed at a state-operated ferry dock on a Georgia island, suing the companies that constructed it. The lawsuit has been filed in Atlanta and says the metal walkway was compromised by structural flaws in addition to what they call shoddy construction. More details at srnnews.com.